Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, always excited about another Mind Shifting Monday, and I'm joined by my phenomenal co-host, Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren, is in the house.
Woo-hoo!
What's going on, sister?
King Cosplay, thank you, woman.
What was that? Say that one again. What was that?
King Cosplay, thank you, man, won't none die.
My goodness, I tell you, you never cease to amaze me.
I'm too young for that, yeah.
Well, welcome everyone to Mind Shift Talk Radio again. You know, we are excited always to be here on Mind Shifting Monday. We always have another great Mind Shifting conversation for you. For those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, just want to say welcome. This is a platform for you, for all of you that are interested in growing in every area of your life, whether it's personal development, spiritually, finances, business development, even relationships, as you'll hear tonight. We have something for you. And so with this show, we do ask that you have an open mind and keep an open perspective, because you may not agree with everything that you hear on this show. But we say if you just stick with us through the duration of the show, we guarantee that you will have a positive and healthy mind shift by the end of the evening. So we welcome you to the show. For those of you in the chat room, joining us at mindshifttalkradio.com, we encourage you to join us in the conversation. Make sure you share your comments and your thoughts and your feedback. We want to hear from you. And for those of you that have any questions or comments you want to share on air, feel free to do so. Call us at area code 347-989-0206. Also, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. We are there. And also, finally, if you're listening to us on Blog Talk and you're not following the show yet, we encourage you to do so. Right there in your browser, go ahead and hit the follow link and make sure that you're connected to us so that you can be here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Now, before we get started with tonight's topic, we do like to do a recap of the previous week's show. Now, all I can say is hot, fire. Like, last week's show was amazing, to say the least.
Yeah,
sister, what did you think about the show last week?
Loved it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, really enjoyed it. Great conversation, great topics, great feedback. Awesome. Great job.
Definitely. I mean, the show was so fired up, guys, that we had to extend it. The show went for an hour and a half. Our guest panel just lit it up. I mean, they were just on it from topic to topic. Last week, we discussed who wears the pants in your relationship. And so we talked about, you know, gender expectations and role expectations in relationships. And we also talked about role reversal in modern-day relationships. And so it was a very interesting conversation, just the dynamics of the group. We had a married female. We had two married males. And we had a psychologist on the line, Dr. Kalina Brown. And so everyone had interesting perspectives and experiences to share in the conversation. And so I don't want to say too much about it because I want you to go ahead and check it out for yourself. As Sister Big Bone said, we had tons of great feedback, people on the Mind Shift page on Facebook. I know people were tweeting about it. It was just very interesting. It was exciting. And it was a good conversation. It was healthy. You know, everyone didn't agree with everything that was said on the show. Even our guests didn't necessarily agree with each other. But we agree to disagree, and we respect each other's opinions. And so it worked out, and it was a great conversation. So I definitely encourage you, check out the replay, mindshifttalkradio.com. You can download it onto your Android, on your computer, put it on a CD, play it in the car, do whatever you need to do, but make sure that you check that show out and make sure you share it with some friends and family members. I'm telling you, it was great. It was off the chain, really. So
can't wait to do it again.
I know, right? I mean, tonight I think it's also going to be fire because we have another great relationship conversation. You know, every time you have relationship conversations, they're always high energy, they're fun, because everyone can relate to them in some way, shape, or form, right? And so for tonight, we're talking about online dating, and it's online dating, yay or nay. And so we have an interesting group joining us tonight. And so you'll hear everyone sharing their personal experiences and their perspective on this. And really, it's a necessary conversation just because online dating is a thing. It's going on right now. You know, it's, even if you haven't partaken in it yourself, I'm pretty sure that you know someone in your circle that has. And it's becoming quite popular, especially with social media and everything like that. So it's a necessary conversation, and that's what we always want to bring to you, our timely discussions and topics. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and bring our guest panel out tonight that's going to be joining us. First, I'll let the lady introduce herself first. So go ahead, Michelle. Can you please introduce yourself to our guests and our listeners?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm Michelle Colon Johnson. Glad to be here tonight and to share with you about my online dating experiences.
Awesome. And Michelle, it is definitely a privilege and an honor to have you here. If you could please tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that you do.
I am a motivational speaker, and I'm also a model. So in my line of work, I've come across a lot of different people, and it's the interesting life that I lead. So when this topic came up for a mutual friend of ours, I said, absolutely, I will go on that show. Everybody has a story.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And thank you so much for being here, Michelle. I'm so excited to hear what you're going to share on the show tonight.
For having me.
All right. And the gentleman, that is, we have one guy here, so bless his heart. I hope he can handle all three ladies on the show. But why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hello, my name is Corey Jones. I'm a Capricorn. I enjoy walks on the beach. No, just playing. Corey Jones, how you doing, everybody?
I already see where this is going to go. Corey.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you just tell our listeners a little bit more about you besides walking on the beach so they can have an idea of, you know, who Corey is?
Let's see. Well, I am 35-year-old male who has been in some shape, form, or fashion of online dating since 2005, so I'm well-versed in the subject, and I consider myself a professional dater.
All right, so you're our expert online dater then, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
And sister, I know that you're going to be joining in on this conversation too, so what is it that you're going to be bringing to the conversation tonight? Let's act like you're on a guest panel.
Yes. Oh, well, I am Sister Big Bones, and actually that name was derived from an online dating site.
Nice.
I've been in that whole social networking piece probably since 1996, actually. And so just my experiences and where I am right now in that journey. Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and get the conversation started. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Stacey Emery. We are about to have a great conversation about online dating. I see a couple of guests are in the chat room. Would definitely encourage you to go ahead and sign in, create a profile so you can take part in the conversation. All right, so we've already heard in terms of time frames, how long Sister Big Bones has been exposed to online dating, as well as Corey. Michelle, how long has it been since you were introduced to online dating? What's been your experience with online dating?
I got divorced in 2004, and I started the online dating, and it was a very short stint for me. I did not have the wonderful experience that Corey has shared.
No? Okay.
Not so much.
Okay, so tell us about yours.
Well, my experience. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that me? No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is it mine or
yeah, not? We want to hear Michelle. Uh-huh.
I have found online dating for a woman is really not that great of a thing. But maybe I have been a monogamous person, as I shared with you earlier when we talked this afternoon. I have been married or, you know, married or had a boyfriend since I was in preschool. So and I'm 43 now. So online dating was a bit of experience. I mean, I really believe people have a tendency to hide behind their profile. Not to say that you do, Corey, but I'm saying a lot of people do.
Exactly.
Okay. So tell us about your experience, Corey.
Well, my experience has been varied. I would say in my 20s, I was looking for something a lot different than what I was looking for in my 30s. So it represented in ways of relationships. My last three relationships, whether successful or not, had been derived from the online dating community. So I give it my all. I respect the process, and I also find it very interesting, both the male and female side, and what they view about or their thoughts about online dating.
Mm-hmm. All right, Susan, what about you?
I've loved it. I have not found it to be any different than just dating in the traditional sense. And, you know, with the same similar experiences, I've had the great experiences and the sucky experiences. I've had the really nice courtship and date that lasted like 17, 18 hours in a public setting or in public settings. And the date that took me to Checkers and paid for our meal in 16 quarters and 3 dimes. So, yeah, I mean, I've had the whole gamut of experiences.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. So what do you guys think? What are your thoughts about what Michelle said about people hiding behind their profiles? What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think people are people. They're going to do that regardless. I mean, people will hide behind profiles. People, you can meet them in person, in church, in the grocery store, at the gas station, and they're going to say, you know, I'm 43 years old, living in such and such and so and so, and you learn that old boy living with his mama, driving her car. Like, I mean, people are going to hide. That's people are people, whether they're online or not.
Yeah, I think mine was a little different. I mean, I was sharing with Stacey earlier that I remember, you know, I was a little fearful stepping out there for the online dating, and I had a gentleman, you know, describe himself as 5 foot. He described himself as 6'2", and when I finally showed up to meet him in a social setting, he was like 5'6". And in my head, I was thinking, gosh, did you not think I would notice the difference?
Clearly not.
So that's what I meant by hiding behind the profile. You know, they say they're one age when they're really the other, short when they say they were tall. And really, if you're really, really a nice person, the 5'7" probably wouldn't have made a difference to me. But now you've already opened up the can of worms that you know that you're not a truthful person and that's not authentic. So we didn't start off on a very good foot.
Wow.
Well, and I think
there
they would be found deceitful whether they were online or not. Here,
I agree.
I was going to say the hiding behind the profiles. I just want you to know, ladies, that it's not designed for one gender, but both genders hide behind them. My first dating experience online.
No.
Oh, my God. This young lady told a wonderful tale. And then in doing things wrong, you learn how to do them right for a later time. Unfortunately, my first time made me learn a lot quicker than I needed to, or maybe than I should have already known. But the young lady had one picture up on her profile. This was on Yahoo Personals. So we're talking about 2005, because that's no longer in existence. And the picture was a little cloudy, but I'm thinking, you know, the features look all right. You know, she's light skin, oh, she got long hair. I can't really make out a
face, but she looks like she might be cute. You know what? Let me run with it. Let me just talk to her. End up talking to the young lady. Everything seemed to be cool. She was like, all right, well, let's go out. I'm like, all right, fine. Well, I'll pick you up. Where do I pick you up from? Well, I happen to be staying in a hotel right now. Oh, a hotel. So immediately my radar went up, but not enough to say, Corey, don't do it. She gave me an excellent reason on why she wanted me to pick her up from the hotel. Oh, I just moved to Georgia. I was at my uncle's house. Her uncle's house had got fire damage to it, so they moved them in a hotel. Okay, that's a respectable reason. I'll run with that. Ended up picking a young lady up. Now, mind you, the picture that I saw, I'd say maybe 5'6", 5'7", about 120 pounds or so. First of all, when I got there, she wasn't ready, okay? So she says, give me a few minutes. A few minutes actually turned out to be 30. Now, the lobby for the hotel, you could not sit in. So I had to go back to my vehicle after being ushered out by the front desk. So I decided, let me park in a way that would allow me to see all traffic coming in and out. Reversed in the parking spot. Young lady calls me 30 minutes later and says, hey, I'm in the lobby. I'm coming down now. Now, there's only one person in the lobby, and this woman has to be about 210 pounds. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
So you gained 90 pounds since I saw your picture before? Come on. You can't be serious. Are you serious? Now, ladies, the deception is real. I know that men front. I'm a man. I might have told a fib or two in my lifetime as well. But this young lady added 90 pounds without permission. You can't do that to a brother.
You know what that reminds me of? You guys remember on Friday when Smokey was going to meet up with that girl and she said she looked like Janet Jackson?
Yes. Looking more like Freddie Jackson.
Right?
Yes. Exactly. So, let me tell you what kind of guy I am, though. So even though she deceived me, I still picked her up. We went out, had a good time, dropped the lady off. She continued to call, but one and done. I mean, after you got over on me like that, I'm not going to ruin the evening, especially since I drove like 35, 45 minutes to go pick her up. Not going to ruin the evening because of a mild deception, as I'll put it. And then that was that.
Let me ask you guys, what made you guys consider online dating in the first place? Michelle, what made you consider it in the first place?
I was not meeting the quality people that I wanted to meet. I didn't know how to date, I guess, because I had been married most of my adult life. So I've had a couple of friends who said they tried it. I even had a couple of girlfriends who actually met their husbands. So I thought, well, hey, if they can do it, you know, why can't I?
Right.
So that's why I tried it.
All right. I was just in that age. I was comfortable and familiar with an online environment. It was just everybody else was doing it or enjoying it. And I was like, you know what? Hey, it's worth a try. I mean, clearly I can't do any worse than what I had experienced. Just through regular or traditional means. So, yeah. And it was conducive to my schedule. Like, I traveled a lot. So I wasn't out. I wasn't clubbing. I wasn't cooking. So I wasn't in the grocery stores. I may go by a barbershop. So I was traveling, so I wasn't getting gas. So, you know, wherever they say, or going to church, or wherever they say you meet folks, I wasn't in those places, but I was always near a computer and always online, so it just fit my schedule and my pattern.
And you ladies have two very valid reasons. I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense, especially now with so many people being comfortable with social media, doing everything online, working online. You know, it's just second nature at this point. And, I mean, we probably spend more time with our Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn families than we do, you know, with other people on a day-to-day basis. Even when we're out on the go, we're still on our phones and our different, you know, devices still staying connected with these people. So it would make sense to date that way as well.
And then also, like you said, Michelle, just if you're new to it, you don't really know how to go about dating. I guess it would be considered somewhat of a safe way to go about it because, you know, it's a passive approach. You know, you're not being aggressive, and you can just kind of sit back and really take some time to get to know someone, you know, as far as emailing or chatting or whatever you're doing. But for Corey, you know, I have to frame it a little differently because for a male, personally, I've always thought that, and I remember working with a whole group of guys that would sit around the computer all day on Match.com and
right.
talk about these women. And, I mean, it was like guys that you knew were not interested in being in a real relationship,
right.
not looking for anything serious. But they were doing it. Just like a friend of mine, you know, posted on Facebook the other day. He said, you know, I'm so addicted to women, but I'm totally allergic to relationships.
Oh,
and
right.
right. So I wonder for you, when you decided to start the online dating, were you actively looking for a relationship, or is it something that you just pretty much do? Is it something that guys pretty much do for fun?
I will tell you this. Noah was not actively looking for a relationship. I had just gotten out of a pretty toxic relationship, and I wasn't wanting to get involved with anyone like that. So when I did finally join, what I did realize is that it gave me the opportunity to meet people that I ordinarily wouldn't be in contact with through the ability to date online. I would see whites, blacks, Hispanics, you know, unless you're at the farmer's market, you might not get all that in the same section. You know? I mean,
right.
it's very difficult to meet the kind of person you want to meet, but not be in the position to date that person. So I can be at McDonald's and hope that Miss Perfect walks in right at the time I'm ordering my sausage biscuit, but she didn't come in that day, so I didn't talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if
mm-hmm.
I'm out and about, I'm at the club, then, oh, there's a number of women here. Oh, it's looking very tasty in here. Oh, I'm coming home with something tonight. I get no love, nothing whatsoever, you know, because from what I experienced in the club, that's why I don't choose to approach a number of women in the club. It's primarily that you have your defenses up. Like, you want all the BS to stay away from you. So even when somebody infiltrates your area and is coming at you with some sense, you're dealing with music, you're dealing with the trifling Negroes that it came at you before, maybe not even in the club, but what you have come to expect as a woman being in Georgia. So I feel like the cards are stacked against me in the club. And then I'm not really a club head anyway. You know, I did all that. I was in the military, partied with overseas, Germany. So, I mean, I've done it other places, done it internationally. So when I came back to the States in 98, it wasn't anything that I really was looking forward to. Like, all right, what's messing with partying in Germany, you know, in Europe? Like, how am I going to top that? No, this club, you know, I live close to the Velvet Room. I've been here for 4 years. I've only been twice. You know, I can literally walk to the Velvet Room if I wanted to, and I've only been twice. So I'm not really a club head. I would prefer to meet someone in my casual walk of life, and I call myself a lazy dater because I don't put myself in position to meet somebody in my walk of life. So at work, you know, like Sister Big Bone said, I'm not in church. I'm not in the grocery store a lot. You know, I have to get creative. And the most creative thing I can do at the time was pay my $10 for Yahoo Personals. All right, I'm in. I got $10. Let's do it. Just that simple.
What about your friend?
What about who?
What about your friend, Corey? That was the biggest thing for me. After I did a lot of the online dating and I had unsuccessful attempts for whatever what reason, it could have been maybe I wasn't what they were looking for, but I found that I could not really build. I didn't feel safe. For a woman, it's a little bit different. I needed to feel that safeness. So I guess my question for you as a woman, why not ask your friends? Your friends are going to be the people that love you, and they're going to introduce you to the people that you're looking for in your life. I mean, that's what happened to me.
Yeah, I've met a lot of friends or have a lot of friends who have wanted to introduce me to somebody. I mean, I have what you would consider the ideal dating situation. I've never been married. I have no kids. I live alone. I have my own transportation. You know, so these are the things that everybody says, oh, this is what I want. On paper, I'm great.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely wonderful. I'm 6'1". I am 230 pounds on a good day, you know. So here it is.
Somebody just inboxed me for his number.
Oh, nice. So here it is. Hey, already, shout out to that young lady. I hope it was a young lady. Let me ask. This is Atlanta.
You don't know.
I retract that if it's a dude. But, I mean, I had all these things that you would consider credible, you know, like a foundation to build upon. Like, if you have these things, you must be doing all right. So because I'm a lazy dater, I don't put myself in the mix like a lot of men do. It just became just like an easy thing for me to say, let me go to online dating and find something there. And it's still a constant effort because you have a beautiful woman who is receiving 200 messages in a day, 2 days, 3 days. That's overwhelming. My message might be direct. It might be specifically from what I read on your profile, but you might not get a chance to read it because you have 30 minutes to check your profile messages, and you do it during lunch, and you still have to eat too. So what are you going to do? You going to read every one of them? Nah, probably not. So, I mean, it is what it is.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. And our guest panel is here tonight. Michelle Colon Johnson and Corey are our guest panel experts. I'm going to call them our expert online daters. I know, Michelle, you probably wouldn't consider yourself to be an expert online dater, but we're going to call you an expert tonight. And we're just discussing online dating. We're saying yay or nay. What are some of the pros and the cons? And we'd love to hear your thoughts. You know, feel free to join us in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. And, Michelle, you talked about the safety piece of the online dating. That's something that I would like us to continue to talk about because, like, I can see it from both perspectives. You know, like we talked about earlier today, I can see how it definitely can be an issue with safety when you're meeting people for the first time. You don't really know anything about their background. And, you know, I know these companies say that they see these people, but I don't know how detailed, you know, how in-depth they go into their background checks and so forth. And so it can be scary, especially for a female. But then on the flip side of it, you would think, well, at least I have time to, you know, not talk to this person. We don't have to exchange phone numbers. We can just maybe make up an alias email address and so forth. And so you would think there would be some level of safety there. So just a big one, like, what are your thoughts about that as far as the safety piece with the experience you have?
I think you would exercise the same wisdom you would in a traditional setting, being that it's oftentimes void of the same screeners that you would have if you met somebody through a friend of the family. You would research that person. I have a girlfriend. She is quick to Google you. She has found mug shots, criminal records, driving tickets, and violations. I mean, quick to Google you and look up that person, see what's back there. So I think you would do the same measures. You would do the same, you know, you're not inviting anyone to your home. You're meeting in a public place and meeting during safe hours. And there's a buddy system. Somebody always knows where you're going and who you're going to be with, and you have identifying information on that person. For me, I had to request a driver's license. You know, and so my safe person, my girlfriend, would have a copy of his driver's license and verify the place. And if they understood and accepted that, great. If not, then we kept it moving because we wasn't going out. Because, again, that whole safety was an issue. But to the reverse of that, you know, I've had people that were introduced via friends or that grew up together and, you know, still only to learn that who you thought that person was, that's not who they were. And so it was just like, you know, safety and wisdom and just feel stranger danger.
All right. How about you, Corey? What have you run into?
Well, as far as safety, I think the worst thing in my mind is maybe meeting a young lady later in the evening at a location maybe that is said to be her home. And we're going to just say, for argument's sake, past booty call hours, which is 9 o'clock in my home, 10 o'clock in most others' homes. But if I'm going to do that, then I have to feel some sort of comfort. Like, I don't necessarily feel any physical threat in meeting a woman, but I understand that situations do arise where you can put yourself in a precarious position that would allow you to have a moment of weakness, and I don't ever do that. So what I find the best alternative to do would be conversation. And what I mean by conversation is no phone numbers exchanged. I am an instant message freak. I do everything through instant messenger simply because I can tell a lot about a person in how they write. I'm a writer, by the way, so it's very important for me to see punctuation, grammar, you know, these are the things that I look for, you know, spelling. I look for this in our conversation. So I'm here typing my head off. Of course, I took an eighth grade typing class, so I can type. I'm probably like 30, 40 words a minute. So I can keep like four conversations going, and you wouldn't even know that I'm talking to three other people. But in doing so, it at least allows me to get some sort of idea about you. And once I have a comfort level, then I'll decide, you know, whether or not I want to give my phone number up. I get real stingy with the phone number. I can't front. I get high post on my phone. I don't want just anybody to have my number to be able to call me and be like, hey, what you doing? Nothing. Why are you calling? Because I don't want to be rude, so I'd rather not give it. So I can ignore you better on an instant messenger than I can on my phone. It's just a lot easier. So if I have that opportunity to kind of screen a person through the instant messenger, then it makes any meeting that I have fruitful, simply because I know what I'm getting into in advance. Now, the only other thing that would be difficult to view would be like body type. You know, you might only have the pictures from the shoulders up. So that comes to play when you're speaking on the IM or chatting on the IM. But, you know, send me some pictures. I'll request a picture in a heartbeat. Oh, you know, you see the two pictures I had on the website, on the profile? Oh, really? The picture of you hiding behind the tree? You know? Yeah, exactly. From 1990? Oh, that one? No, I need to see some updated ones. Matter of fact, take a picture yourself, send it to me. I'll ask, and I have no shame. Like, you're not going to get me out.
You know, I'm still here laughing. I'm still laughing at the fact that you said because you type so well at 30 words a minute, and I just have to tell you, Corey, that's not so well, 30 words a minute.
Okay. Hey, I mean, I'm not a secretary. You know, I don't type for a living. I just type to converse.
The funny thing was that you said, you know, because you're typing 30 words a minute, you can hold three or four conversations. And I'm thinking, like, wow, you can still be a player in the chat room because you still got three or four females sitting here thinking they're the only ones that are lucky enough to chat with you.
Yeah, I got a message.
But you know what?
I got a message that said he sounds like an awesome guy.
Hey, but this is though. If if you're in a chat situation, whether a chat room. Now, mind you, I've never been in a chat room. Never actually on Facebook like twice. Excuse me, I take that back. But in a chat situation, all I'm doing is having a conversation. So it would be the same conversation that I'm having with you. We might be having different topics of dialogue, but at the end of the day, I'm not, you know, asking you anything intimate from the first time that we have conversation. But if you put it out there, and I notice that your flag is waving, and what I mean by flag is like your freak flag, then I might be inclined to ask you a question that many would consider inappropriate or afraid to ask in person. I mean,
definitely.
If you're going to put it out there, I'll definitely check up on it. You know, I do.
You know, I think for you to even participate in the online dating, you know, I just say I commend anyone that even considers it, because if you're going about it for the right reasons, and I say that because I think it takes a certain level of courage, but also confidence to even participate in the whole online dating experience. We know that we're talking about the...
Why haven't you participated in it?
Well, I have. That's the thing. I'm confident. I haven't really gone into the whole thing like you guys knew all. Like when we were talking earlier, you guys knew all the sites and so forth. I had one of those eHarmony pop-ups come up on my computer like several years ago. And I was like, but I was scared, you know. So then I was like, okay. So then finally I saw a commercial that had, like, they always, this is how they get you with these great stories, and we have this huge success rate and all this kind of stuff, right? So I go online, and they had, like, the 30-day trial. Well, I didn't go all the way with it because in that 30-day trial, the people that they sent me were nowhere near compatible with me. And, of course, all I could go with was just visuals at that time. But it was like, you know, Joe Schmo that lives in, you know, some type of trailer park in Nebraska. And they were saying that we were compatible. Like, I just couldn't see that. So, for me,
nothing wrong with people
that
live in trailer parks, by the way.
No, okay, you're right. There's nothing wrong with that.
They call them double wise. That's what it is.
I just wasn't looking for that. You know what I mean? And so, and I can relate to Michelle, because the reason I even considered it was like, Michelle, I think I've been a serial monogamous my whole life. I've always been in relationships, and I've been secure in relationships. And so, that was my first time really looking to say, okay, let me try something different with dating. And that's why I've been, you know, entertained it. But when I started getting these people coming through, they would send you these little emails or whatever. And I was like, no, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And like you said earlier, Corey, like you just wouldn't be willing to pay your money to have, you know what I mean, to have this kind of stuff going to the box. So it was fun for the 30 days, but then I was like, okay, I'm good. So I didn't get to really go, you know, deep into it. But like I said, I think it takes a certain level of confidence and courage, you know, to do it. And, you know, with Michelle, I do want to hear from you, because with you being a motivational speaker, and I'm sure you're meeting men and women from all different walks of life, and you're counseling people on so many different levels, and you've overcome so much in your own life. Like, you're talking to someone, say, for example, you come across a woman that has been through a really hard time in terms of relationships being broken and so forth. I mean, what advice would you give to her if she said to you that she was considering doing the whole online dating thing?
I am a hopeless romantic, so I would have to tell her, just from my personal experience, and I would say this is my personal experience, what happened to the fairy tale? Where is your glass slippers? We all deserve it. And I'm sorry, there's, to me personally, there's nothing romantic about instant messaging somebody and getting to know them that way. I think that modern technology is wonderful. I can't live without my iPhone. I live on my computer, but I still live for the happily ever after and the glass slippers. And I don't think you can find that intimacy doing that online. And that's just my personal experience. And I always tell my girlfriends that are married and, you know, and they're going through a hard time, and they think about, maybe if I just go check out online dating. I'm like, girl, don't you think if Prince Charming was out there, I would be his princess? So I just, I think that I'm a little old-fashioned, and I think that everybody has their own personality type. And so I would say for me, it would definitely be, like, I'm in a relationship right now, and I met them from a speaker friend, and it was somebody I know, like, trust. I worked with the person for a while, so I felt comfortable and I felt safe. And then there was the little feeling that you get that we all long to have, and that little excitement. I can't wait to talk to him. I can't wait to see him again. And it's hard to get that instant messaging. It was for me anyway.
Right. So it's a big one. What would you say? I mean, if you were talking to some friends about it, because you said you've experienced both sides of the fence, I guess. I mean, overall, what would be your advice to someone that's looking to, you know, partake in online dating?
I would say identify what it is you're wanting to get out of it, and know you. Like Michelle was saying, that's not her medium. That doesn't work for her. And for some people it does work for, but know what works for you and stick to that. I had tried eHarmony, and I had a girlfriend that actually met her husband. They're now married, had a beautiful wedding on eHarmony and on one of those free weekends, no doubt. She never paid any money, those free communication weekends. But for me, eHarmony was, like, so marriage-minded. And my experience was I wasn't trying to get married. I'm trying to get to know you as a friend first. And everybody was seeing me through, like, this marriage filter. And so that wasn't for me. So it's you know, knowing what's for you and, you know, knowing who you are. Also, like, tag, that's nothing but booty calls. You know, hey, yeah. that's you, then that's where you need to be. You know, or cutbuddy.com, you know, those things, that's where you need to be. If I'm looking for a financier, then I need to be on sugardaddy.com. But, you know, just know you and make sure that if you're doing the online dating thing, then it's a site that fits you.
I think that's a very good point. That's you have to know yourself and what your needs are. If you're in for happily ever after, then the online dating is not going to be you. If you're out there just to take a chance and you're willing to weed through the toads or the toadettes, then absolutely. I have to agree with that.
And people have met their happily ever after online.
Three of them actually have met their husbands. But I know for me there was never a comfort level. So but the best advice that I have learned from this show tonight, so thank you, is that it has to be for the individual person. You have to know what you're looking for.
Now,
and the same thing goes with your friends, because I've had friends that have made their worst nightmares through mutual friends and family members. You know,
true.
So make sure your friends know you and your needs, or a friend that introduced me to a mutual friend of hers, and he lied to me about his age by 3 years,
oh, wow.
I understand, but still, and his marital status. Lie to me and a friend. So I just make sure your folks know you too.
Yeah.
So, Corey, what advice would you give?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What advice would you give?
I think my phone line is breaking up a little bit. One more time.
What advice would you give to someone that's interested, whether it's a male or a female friend? What would you say to them, since you're the expert with the
advice? advice. You know what? You have to be in it to win it. So if it's something that you're hesitant about, expect timid results. You know, if you give it 100% of your effort, when you go in, you dive head first with caution, of course, then more than likely your results will reflect that. Now, I believe in energy and karma. So the kind of energy you put out is the kind of energy you get back. Now, like with Michelle, she said that it's probably not for her because she's more old school. I can understand that. That's her energy. That's not her comfort zone. And if it's not your comfort zone, then obviously you can't be comfortable in whatever field you're in. So with me, I had to build a comfort level. Since I've been doing online dating since 2005, it didn't start out as comfortable. It's just I had things that worked for me. I like to chat online, even though I hadn't been in the chat rooms, instant messaging and so forth. That worked for me because I can be myself. And I didn't have to buy two drinks and a dinner to find out that I was not compatible with this young lady. All I had to do was sit in my robe and my slippers in front of my computer with the beverage of my choice for the evening, and then I can find out right then and there, oh, yeah, we're not going out because it's going to be a waste of time. We're not going to be able to talk about anything. You know, we're not going to have anything in common. All right, on to the next one. And I don't want to sound, you know, crass when I say that, but at the end of the day, it's, you have to, I guess, you know, cut the field in half and then find out what you got left. You know, not everybody is for you. It's never going to be that way, no matter how great of a person you are. You just can't have everybody like you, and vice versa. So when you find somebody that you're semi-interested in and you've done your due diligence, you know, oh, she has excellent grammar. You know, she's actually holding a conversation, and it seems like it would flow if we were in person. So I don't think it would be an awkwardness if we did meet in person. You know, I'm not saying that after one instant message I know the complete person, but I get an idea based upon what I get, the kind of energy that you put out there. Because I'm high energy when I want to be. I'm high energy when I want to be. And a lot of times in dealing with a woman in an instant message setting, if that energy isn't returned, then I'm basically done. I just can't do it. Like, I don't even want to talk to you because your energy is not right. Your conversational tone through text is not anywhere near where I need it to be for me to say, let me meet this young lady. And I understand skepticism is part of that. And with that being the case, let me allow a second opportunity or a third opportunity to figure out if my initial reaction toward our conversation was correct or incorrect. And I've been pleasantly surprised in some cases where, all right, maybe the person was busy and couldn't give your attention. I mean, I'm in my 30s, so that means there's going to be a lot of single mothers out here. You know, you have jobs. You have other things that you deal with other than sitting at the computer chatting with Corey. I'm realistic. I'm not a dummy. I understand that.
Let me cut in for one second, Corey. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio, and tonight we are discussing online dating. And I know we're coming up towards the end of the hour, and we have to let you guys go soon, but we do have a few people that have been waiting in the call queue. So if you guys don't mind, how about we go ahead and take a call?
Sure.
All righty. Let's pick one. All right, thank you for calling Mind Shift Talk Radio. Who do we have on the line?
And I will have my people ready.
I hear him talking. Okay.
Thank you.
We have my number at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to scratch that one. We go to the next caller. Wow. Thank you for calling Mind Shift Talk Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, hi. Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I am. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, good. This is Mr. Solution, L.A. Where are you guys from?
Oh, we're all over the map, but thank you for calling, Mr. Solution in L.A. What do you have for us?
Well, on online dating, and I would like to hear where you're from if you don't mind telling. Online dating is, you know, they say a broken clock is right twice a day. So some of something is going to work for anyone. But I think the best place to meet, and one ultimately has to do this anyway, is meet in person. And there are plenty of people available, and I think if we would just be friendlier, and I think this particularly applies to the women, the grocery stores are nice places to meet, on the street, at work. I mean, there are plenty of people to be met that aren't being met. And people that could, you know, be very beneficial, be very good, you know, people in conversations and potentially very good partners. I think the Internet allows us to be extremely dysfunctional. In fact, some people have dubbed it Dysfunction Junction. And I think, I think people are overly unreasonable on the Internet. And I have a documentary here. I believe it was CNBC did a documentary that was called Love at First Bite, and that was the secret science of online dating. And what it basically said is that the professional female participants who received 80% of their listed requirements in the males in the male partners, that is men that they went out with, they didn't select these men. And they were anticipating even higher expectations from men that they had never met. So the researchers marveled that the women should be running after these men. That was an exact quote that met 80% of their requirements. So I guess the point I'm making and the point I'm drawing is that the internet allows people to be very unreasonable, to develop unrealistic expectations. I say meet a person in your, you know, just in your regular community, say hi, how are you, invite them to the park where you can really get to know each other.
Have you tried online dating, Mr. Solution? Have you tried online dating?
Of course, I have done it, and I have run into the very thing. You know, it's often said that, you know, men are visual and women are not. Women are extremely visual on the internet. Okay. Many of them, if they don't get a picture, they won't even talk to the person. Now, they don't know if the picture is of the person that they are requesting the picture from, but the picture has become the, you know, the very entrance to conversation. You can't even have a conversation unless there's the picture. So I just think there's so much dysfunction on the internet. I mean, it serves as – go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I agree. There, I mean, and that's something that we did discuss on the show, that, you know, sometimes you get caught up in a person's profile. And, of course, we know that if you're going with online dating, you're going to get caught up with the way the person looks. I mean, that's what we first have is a visual before we even read their profile. Like my example, like I said, if I see someone that just totally does not look like anything I would be interested in, I'm not even going to go as far as reading their whole profile because you just don't feel like you're physically compatible. So I think that's just pretty much common sense. That's the way we're going to go. But we do appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts.
But just one other thing. Well, what happens there, though, you get into this this Hollywood, women end up only selecting men who look a certain way. So it becomes really the same type of man, and it becomes very, very superficial. They don't give themselves a chance to get to know the person. So it becomes go ahead.
I'm just saying, I'm agreeing with you. But I know we're coming up towards the end of the hour, so I just want to say thank you again for joining us and for calling in tonight, okay?
Sure.
All right, thank you. And, you know, he's right. You know, many of us do get caught up in the wrong things, and I think that goes for both males and females. You know, we get caught up in superficial things, but that can be a totally different conversation. And we don't have enough time to go there tonight. So I just want to say, you know, to Michelle again and to Corey, thank you guys for joining us tonight. It was definitely
a pleasure
to have you guys here. Thank you for all, you know, the value that you guys gave to the show and provided for the show. So thank you so much for being here, okay?
More than welcome.
Awesome. And Michelle, with you being a speaker and so forth, I'm pretty sure that we'll have, I mean, Corey, I'm pretty sure we'll have some people trying to find you as well. But Michelle, if you could please tell our listeners
how they can name.
Right. So we have to put a link in the chat room for Corey or something. But Michelle, if you could please tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they wanted to find you online and so forth.
Yes, I'm at michellecolonjohnson.com, and the cologne is C-O-L-O-N. So, it's again, it's michellecolonjohnson.com, or you can also find me on Facebook. I have a site that's called Never Give Up on Your Dreams.
Awesome. Again, well, thank you for being here. And, Corey, you are on Facebook as well, right?
I am on Facebook, but I will be honest. If I don't know you, more than likely I will tune you out.
Okay, so we'll say this. If anyone is interested in finding Corey, how about they go to the Mindshift page and they can go ahead and post for the Mindshift page? Maybe we can connect you. How about that?
I actually have another way as well. I am on blackpeoplemeet.com, and my profile name is Jones6615. So if you have something you'd like to share with me, I can read it there.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us tonight, Corey.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. All right, Sister Big Moms. Well, I know we're coming to the end of the show, but we cannot go without having our Mind Shift Minute. So we're going to go ahead and roll into that and close the show out, okay?
All right.
Bright eyes and things, soft hair, earrings. Just a few of the things I like about you.
This is your Mind Shift Minute with Sister Big Moms.
Can a
I found one of my profiles from 7 years ago in which I typed, I'm called Sister Big Bones for a reason. I'm a full-figured woman, 5'5 and a half and 240 pounds, just distributed more in some places than I would like and not enough in others. You not liking big, fat, thick, healthy, voluptuous women is not my problem. I like to think that I am down to earth and easy to get along with, but I do have my moments. I just love life and living. I enjoy live jazz music and traveling, and I will admit that I'm a bit of a workaholic, but other than that, I'm just your average chick. Aside from having lost about 10 pounds, my profile from 7 years is still as candid and honest as I am today. I wasn't showcasing a representative, but representing the real me. Nearly 30 years ago, Roger and Zap had a song that talked about searching for someone to share that special love with, and could it be your face I've seen on my computer screen? These days, with millions of people using online dating sites, it could very well be. After all, we're paying our bills online, watching our children online, working online, buying clothes online, and even going to school online. But everything isn't for everybody. To date online or not to date online? That is the question. But the answer is, to thy own self be true. There was a time when online dating, and dating in general, for that matter, fit me, and I enjoyed it while it lasted. And there may come a season when it works for me again. However, online dating is just as rewarding and challenging, just as frustrating and fulfilling, and just as crazy and confusing as traditional means. But whether you're online or off, I think the best dating advice comes from Dr. Seuss. So be sure when you step, step with care and great tact. And remember that life's a great balancing act. And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98 3/4% guaranteed. I'm Sister Big Bones, and this has been your Mind Shift Minute.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Sister Big Bones. Thank you for the Mind Shift Minute. And thank you again to our guest that joined us. Thank you to Mr. Solution for calling in tonight and sharing his thoughts and his perspective. And thank you to all of you that tuned in online at mindshifttalkradio.com, joining us on Blog Talk. And for those of you that are on the phone line, it's like quite a few of you have called in to listen to the show. So thank you to everyone that's listened tonight. And also thank you to those of you that will be listening to the replay. We know that several of you will be listening to the replay. And as always, I just like to commend you all for being so diligent about your personal growth and development in every area of your life. And again, this is the most awesome way to get your week started is with Mind Shift Talk Radio every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Make sure that you join us on Facebook, facebook.com/Mind Shift Talk Radio. You can find me, Stacey Emery. Emery is spelled E-M-E-R-I. And you can also find Sister Big Bones, and Big Bones is with a Z, on Facebook as well. But we thank you guys for tuning in every single week, and we look forward to hearing you soon on the phone lines and seeing you in the chat room. So you guys be blessed. Have an amazing and phenomenal week, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.